This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 17th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv, perfect weather to be outside if you're in the southern regions. Meanwhile, in Haifa, it's slightly cooler, making for a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran's military has warned Israel of a harsh response if attacks in southern Lebanon continue. This comes from Ynet's report from earlier today. Also, at the G7 summit, Egyptian President Sisi urged Israel to halt plans to expand control of Gaza. The Times of Israel notes this happened earlier this hour. Also this hour, I-24 News reports on a published copy of the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding, which includes ending conflicts on all fronts, reopening the Strait of Hormuz, and lifting oil sale restrictions. Separately, former U.S. President Donald Trump said Syria could better handle Hezbollah than Israel. This was reported by Forward from earlier today. And finally, Axios informs that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, risking the collapse of ongoing negotiations. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 posted just minutes ago about the implications of the US-Iran deal, suggesting it could shield Hezbollah from Israeli strikes. Iris, a local observer, noted a hit on an IDF military vehicle in southern Lebanon, causing fire diversion, writing on X just now. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared her participation in a BBC panel discussing the impact of Trump's Iran deal on Lebanon and Netanyahu in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's warning to Israel, Ynet reports that Tehran is closely linking the U.S.-Iran deal with the situation in southern Lebanon. This signals potential escalation if Israel continues its military operations there. Such tensions could impact regional diplomacy and security. Turning to the G7 summit, the Times of Israel describes Egypt's President Sisi urging Israel to rethink its Gaza strategy. The report suggests the U.S. blocked a new IDF operation, indicating international pressure to de-escalate. This could influence Israel's future military actions in Gaza. Meanwhile, the I-24 News report on the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding highlights a comprehensive approach to resolving regional conflicts. The proposed lifting of oil restrictions could significantly affect Middle Eastern economies. However, the timeline for nuclear negotiations remains uncertain, which might prolong regional tensions. Separately, Trump's comment on Syria's ability to combat Hezbollah, reported by Forward, underscores his skepticism of Israel's current strategy in Lebanon. Such statements could affect U.S.-Israel relations and influence future military cooperation. Finally, Axios reports Iran's missile launch at Israel, marking a significant breach of the current ceasefire. This escalation could derail peace talks and trigger renewed hostilities, posing a direct threat to civilian safety in the region. On the economic front, first, Israeli AI company Artlist has announced layoffs of 200 employees, about 40% of its workforce, according to Globes. The company is based in Tel Aviv and is refocusing on AI technologies. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Artlist's restructuring comes despite its significant annual revenue of $300 million. The company is aiming to align its operations with a more AI-centered model. And finally, CTech reports that Artlist's shift to an AI-native operating model is part of a broader strategic overhaul. Despite its rapid growth, the company sees AI as key to future success. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.